Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Dafa Group performs at Warsaw Multicultural Street Party, The Secret of Staying Young, 87 with the Heart of a 40-Year-Old, Italy, documentary Free China plays to full house in Prado, Thailand, Falun Gong exercises taught at World's Fair of Traditional Chinese Medicine in Bangkok, Southern Taiwan, public officials support criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, and a predestined relationship. Now for the stories. Falun Dafa Group performs at Warsaw Multicultural Street Party. The Falun Dafa Association in Poland was invited to participate in the Warsaw Multicultural Street Party 2015 on August 30, 2015. It was the group's eighth time presenting traditional Chinese culture at this festival, with performances by its renowned Tian Guo, Divine Land Marching Band, sharing Falun Dafa and traditional Chinese culture. The Tian Guo Marching Band of Europe made a special trip to Warsaw and led the Falun Dafa parade procession. They were followed by the Dragon Dance Troupe, a colorful float, and Falun Dafa banners. After the parade, Falun Dafa practitioners taught the Falun Dafa exercises, Chinese calligraphy, and paper lotus folding to the public. The activity lasted into the evening, ending at 10 p.m. Helping Chinese quit the Communist Party. The Tian Guo Marching Band gave a special performance in Warsaw's Chinatown on the day before the street party. They raised awareness about Falun Dafa and the brutal persecution in China and helped Chinese people renounce their memberships in Communist Party organizations. Within a half hour after the band performance, close to 30 Chinese people had renounced the CCP. Performance at Old Town. The Tian Guo Marching Band gave another performance in Warsaw's Old Town after they finished in Chinatown. Spectators welcomed them with warm applause. The band stopped at Castle Square and the Presidential Palace to play more music. Fans of the marching band stayed for the entire performance and asked if there would be any more. They were told the band would perform at the street party the next day. A couple of college students from Yemen asked if they could join the band. Falun Dafa practitioners recommended the book Juan Falun to them and encouraged them to join Falun Dafa cultivation and the band.
The Secret of Staying Young, 87 with the Heart of a 40-Year-Old. Mr. Guo Yang Tian, now 88, is a retired mid-level government officer from Bajong City in Sichuan Province. During a routine physical exam last year, a doctor was stunned by his test results. "You are 87, but your heart age is only 40. What's your secret?" asked the doctor. "Healthy for the past 18 years. In fact, I have not needed to see a doctor or take any medication for the last 18 years," said Mr. Guo. He went on to explain that since he began practicing Falun Gong in 1997, his physical condition had dramatically improved. Before this, he had all kinds of health problems. He used to have an enlarged prostate and had to go to the bathroom 7 or 8 times each night. With lower back pain, knee pain, and numbness of limbs, he could not carry things and relied on support from others for walking. In addition, he had poor eyesight and hearing loss. "A miracle began when I started reading Juan Falun and doing the exercises," he said. "All of his symptoms soon disappeared." A similar case, heart disease disappears. There are many cases like this among elderly Falun Gong practitioners. When a group of retired military officials underwent a physical examination at Shenyang 201 Hospital, Chief Physician Liu found one officer's health very different from his previous medical record. "You were hospitalized many times before with a myocardial infarction, and the last time was less than 2 months ago. But your cardiac fluoroscopy result is so good, as if you were only in your 20s. Tell me, what have you done lately?" asked the physician. The officer explained that his health improved after he started practicing Falun Gong. Right before that, he had a severe toothache, and nothing he tried would stop the pain. He then started reading a copy of Juan Falun his son-in-law gave him. The pain disappeared as he read the book, so the next day he joined a group to do the Falun Gong exercises outdoors every morning. Within 2 months, not only did his heart disease disappear, but his overall health and energy had also noticeably improved. Outstanding blood test results at Tsinghua University. Xu Yin, a former associate professor at the renowned Tsinghua University, said that many people on the college campus have witnessed the mind and body benefits of Falun Gong. One of our retired university presidents practiced Falun Gong with his wife. They both experienced renewed health, she recalled. The university once purchased a piece of advanced medical equipment that could examine a person's health by analyzing one drop of blood. Many people went through the test, and the result from the retired president's wife surprised the technician. Her blood test indicated that she was 40 years old, but she was actually 70. The husband, also 70, then underwent the blood test as well. His results were very similar, with his estimated age also being around 40 years old. People have practiced meditation in China and other countries for thousands of years, yet many have forgotten this ancient wisdom. When people align themselves with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and return to their original true selves, they are likely to experience a positive transformation of mind and body.
Italy, documentary Free China plays to full house in Prado. The city of Prado sponsored a public screening of the documentary film Free China in the historic Emperor's Castle on August 24th. In response to audience request, Mr. Simone Mangani, director of the Department of Culture, decided to add an additional screening that same night. Prado has the largest Chinese population in Italy, and many Chinese people were in the audience. The award-winning Free China, The Courage to Believe, tells the story of Falun Gong practitioners in China and overseas who remain courageously persistent in their belief in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's brutal suppression. After seeing the film, many audience members expressed their support for Falun Gong practitioners' endeavors to expose the persecution and encouraged them to show the film to a much wider audience. Viewers were deeply disturbed by the CCP's forced organ harvesting from persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. The film provides a unique view of China, said Mr. Poli, president of the Prado Lions Club. China is a country with 5,000 years of history and an advanced civilization. Unfortunately, materialism has become so popular, and profit has become the only focus. However, human beings have a spiritual side. I think we should promote the film in larger cities.
Thailand. Falun Gong exercises taught at World's Fair of Traditional Chinese Medicine in Bangkok. The World's Fair of Traditional Chinese Medicine was held by the Thai Department of Health and Development of Traditional Medicine on September 2nd through 6th, 2015 in Bangkok, Thailand. The event offered local Falun Gong practitioners a great opportunity to teach the public this ancient Chinese cultivation practice. Practitioners set up a booth at the event venue. The Impact Convention Center informed attendees about Falun Gong and passed out materials. The fair organizer invited practitioners to demonstrate the exercises on stage on September 5th. Many people were interested in learning. Some bought books and took materials, and some learned the exercises on the spot.
Southern Taiwan, public officials support criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin. In support of the wave of lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, former Chinese Communist Party dictator, more than 180,000 Taiwanese have signed criminal report forms against him. Jiang Zemin created a 21st century human rights crisis by ordering the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. Over the course of the brutal 16-year repression, practitioners have been subjected to torture and forced organ harvesting while they were still alive. Elected and other public officials in southern Taiwan have openly voiced their support for the effort to bring Jiang to justice. Chinese government must bring human rights villains to justice. Ms. Taihua Lin, a legislator from Fengxian, Kaohsiung City, commented on the CCP's live organ harvesting during a publishing event for a book about the persecution of Falun Gong. She said that the human rights villains who persecute Falun Gong practitioners must be brought to justice and tried in the judicial system. Ms. Lin said, Falun Gong practitioners have been through a rough situation in pursuing freedom of faith and speaking out against the persecution, but they are not alone. People are giving Falun Gong solid support. We call on the current leaders of China to take down the human rights villains the same as corrupt officials, reestablish a justice system, and uphold human rights in China. Concerning the safety of Chinese practitioners who filed lawsuits against Jiang, she urged non-governmental organizations from both China and overseas to protect them. Chinese government must decide how to deal with Jiang Zemin and stop the persecution as soon as possible. Expressing his support for the lawsuits and criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, Mr. Chen Yili, a legislator from Jiayi City, said that the Chinese government should decide how to deal with Jiang and stop the persecution as soon as possible. He said, "Taiwan and China share the same weal and woe, so we cannot ignore the human rights violations in China. The world will support the lawsuits against Jiang, pressure Chinese leaders to stop this evil persecution, and bring the persecutors to justice. The two sides of the strait can have a future only based on peace and humanity. Chinese regime must face the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin." When he heard about the wave of lawsuits against Jiang, Mr. Ting Shen Li, council member from Pingtun City, signed a criminal report form against Jiang and invited several city administrators to also sign it. Jiang Zemin persecuted Falun Gong and ordered the forced live organ harvesting. Now he is being sued around the world. The current Chinese leaders must face the will of the people, bring Jiang Zemin to justice, and return Falun Gong practitioners to innocence and justice, he said. Forced organ harvesting is against humanity. The president of Sao's Clinic of Plastic Surgery emphasized that the world must condemn the CCP's organ harvesting crimes and must not ignore the meaning and value of human rights. He urged the people of Taiwan not to go to China for organ transplantation, as it too often results in the murder of an innocent life. The 10,000 lawyers in Taiwan should promote lawsuits against Jiang. Human rights lawyer Seng Chin Yuan signed a criminal report form against Jiang Zemin and called on fellow lawyers to do the same. Mr. Seng said, "It can be called the most important lawsuit of the 21st century. Participating in the criminal reporting against Jiang is very meaningful. If you don't help save the Falun Gong practitioners today, you might be the next victim tomorrow." There are more than 10,000 lawyers in Taiwan, he added. "We should be courageous enough to support and help victims of the persecution to file lawsuits. We can also directly file criminal reports against Jiang and request that Jiang be tried in court." Mr. Qian Youzi, a professor from National Kaohsiung University of Applied Science and director of the National Institute of Dye Technology Development, often travels to China on business and is well aware of the information censorship there. "Chinese people generally are not happy with their government, but they still don't believe what I tell them about the free world outside," he said. "The regime's policies have deeply poisoned the population." Mr. Qian added, "It is painful to know about the regime's organ harvesting business. I hope that the world's people who have a conscience will speak up for justice and stop the persecution immediately." The General Secretary of the Chinese Music, Culture, and Education Foundation said, "We expect the day without the Communist Party to arrive soon. Based in Taiwan, we will work hard to revive the traditional culture of China and end the brutal communist rule in China. Falun Gong practitioners in China, the people of Taiwan support you."
A predestined relationship. I am a middle school teacher who started practicing Falun Dafa in 1998. Before that, I had many ailments and visited different hospitals to no avail. I felt very weak. Teaching two classes every day was a struggle. A friend introduced me to Falun Dafa. After I practiced it for a few months, I felt well and energetic. However, my cultivation path was not easy, and I did get frustrated when I could not pass a test. Reconnecting with old classmate. Qing was one of my classmates in middle school, and I really missed her. I wanted to tell her about the dramatic changes I experienced after I began practicing Falun Dafa. Another classmate who knew Qing told me the name of the village where she lived. We went to the village to look for her in the summer of 2012. We found her home and became reacquainted. Her life was not easy. Her husband had retired from the army and then worked in a mine. He became disabled, but his employer did not compensate him. Making ends meet was a struggle. Their house was demolished, but they were not fairly compensated. Her daughter-in-law was arrested and held for 15 days in a detention center because she asked for fair compensation. Qing and her family were angry at the communist government. I told them the facts about Falun Dafa and how I had benefited and explained why the Chinese Communist Party persecutes Falun Dafa. They decided to quit the party and its youth organizations. I left some informational materials and gave them Dafa books, including Duan Falun, the main book of Dafa, and Hong Yin, a book of poems by the founder of Dafa, Mr. Li Hongzhi. To my surprise, Xing showed me a photo that was hanging on the wall. It was a photo of Mr. Li Hongzhi taken before he began teaching Dafa publicly. The Communist Party cannot tolerate a good person. I asked about the photo. She said that Mr. Li and her husband were fellow soldiers for about 5 years during his stint in the army. They got along quite well. Her husband said that Mr. Li's moral values were exceptional. Their story made me hope that they would learn Falun Dafa. I asked them to remember Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Qing told me that when the Communist Party launched the persecution of Falun Dafa on July 20, 1999, her husband said angrily, "He is such a good person. However, there is no place for him in China. The Communist Party cannot tolerate a good person." I went to her home again in 2014. The couple was happy. Qing said that since her husband started reading Duan Falun and listening to Mr. Li's lectures, he had become healthy and energetic, and his moral character had improved.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.